Hi, this is DJ Silvis, creator of Moonbase Theta Out. Welcome to our first bonus episode of Season 1. These will take the form of Roger's personal logs, giving you a little more of an inside look at our space-struck hero. This episode, titled 21, takes place before any of the events of the regular season have begun. That's probably all the intro I think you really need, so enjoy, thanks for all your support, and keep watching the moon.
This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
So, that just happened. Personal log, Roger Regatta Fisher, July 28th. This recording is not authorized for official review or broadcast. We had an unexpected staff meeting just before shift end. Of course, they waited until they got a full day's work out of us. Unexpected, that's putting it mildly. The gist is, Moonbase Theta is being shut down. Decommissioned. After all the talk about being the primary focus when they close the nearside bases, it's our turn to be... I was going to say made redundant, but I don't think that applies when you're the last one. Unexpected for us. Apparently management has been planning this for the last 6 months. They've got a schedule, 20 weeks starting next Monday. Tasks set up down to the minute. Every experiment boxed up. You gotta wonder how they'll fit the tardigrades. Every mechanism shut down or automated. Every light switch flipped. We're gonna leave this place a ghost town. Sooner than later, really. The plan includes optimal resource reduction, basically. Most of the crew goes into stasis over the next few days, leaving a handful doing all of the actual work. No managers, that's for sure. You could see it in every pair of eyes above the line. This universal, not it. 5 people. 5 selected personnel to manage the 20-week shutdown sequence. Guess whose name was on that list? Who gets to earn their pay with no hope of an early offload on one of the supply rockets? That's right. The luckiest calm lead this side of Earth's natural satellite. Damn it! Ow! I better get Pacey to look at it before they go to stasis. Medics, of course, didn't make the cut. It's far more important we have that bonehead from security on hand. I can't wait for 20 weeks where he's lurking around every corner. He better take his alternating duty shifts like the rest of us. That is the somewhat brighter side, getting to learn the ins and outs of the rest of the station activities. Monitoring the telescopic arrays, archiving all that experimental data, helping out in the hydroponic farms. I'm taking over the genetic archives. That's a pretty huge responsibility and opportunity. I don't know the farmer they chose, McVett, but I'm looking forward to learning from Dr. Ray and Wilder. I know what they say about Wilder, but if anything, that makes her better at her job. There's nobody who knows the base hands-on from stem to stern like she does. I could pick up a lot in the next 21 weeks. 21 weeks. Alex is not going to like that. It was bad enough when my rotation was scheduled to end in October, when I'd be back before Halloween. I can already hear it.
All I do about our group costume, Roger. I see Watson. I see the Hounds of the Baskervilles. Where's my Sherlock?
I'm sorry, love. I know this wasn't in the plan. That part sucks, and I'm sorry. I mean, Something was bound to happen. It wasn't going to go easy. I'm not the manager's darling at this point, after clashing over the Nearside network and the arguments about my contract. I don't care what they say. Limit downstream communications. I'm the one who operates the rig, and I'm sending messages to my goddamn husband. Go ahead and place it in my permanent file. If I stop talking to Alex, then he's left alone with his thoughts until I get back. His last real memory with me is still that thing. The day before I left, I can't just... I didn't even mean to... I knew he wouldn't do that. He knew I knew he wouldn't do that. It's just... I've said I'm sorry. I've said it 100 times, and he's forgiven me 100 times back, but not face to face. He did send me that book of poetry, Last Ship. That's got to be important. Words mean things to us. It's only 21 weeks. I'll make it through. And then we'll get away. I don't even care about my job. I don't care about the Enclave or the Consortium. There are places outside that are still viable, beyond the cities. You'd love the space to have a better garden, and I could use the rest. 21 weeks. It's not so long. I'm starting my countdown now.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Borgato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring son.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.